tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, your political, pop culture items, anything you have that you think might have some value. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. We'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think the item might go for. And if you tweet me a question, TCrownTom on Twitter, you can also get in the drawing for a box of cards. And this week, Vince, tell the people what we're giving away.
Now, this week, Tom, one lucky caller or tweeter will win a box of 2014 Press Pass football.
Lots of good autographs in Press Pass.
Yeah, you got the top three quarterbacks, Manziel, Bortles, Bridgewater, in there. And so some nice product. The Manziel Auto is going for north of $100 right now. And
Nice.
So some pretty good stuff.
You know, it's weird. Those three quarterbacks, I'm hearing they might all three of them go in the top 10. I've heard all three of them as a possibility as a number one pick overall. But now it seems like Bridgewater's dropping down. I know Jaws said that he didn't think Manziel would be a second or third round pick, but most people think first round. And there was a quote by Fran Tarkenton. Did you see that? Where
no.
He said the quarterback who most reminds him of himself, Fran Tarkenton, is Johnny Manziel.
Oh,
that's a pretty good compliment in saying that he obviously thinks he can be a playmaker.
It'll be interesting to see how that all pans out, seeing if Jaws is more correct or
is
Tarkenton more correct. So the lucky winner, if you win this week, email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll set up a delivery at your convenience, and if you're listening from out of state, if you're the winner, I'm going to send it to you. So I'll get it to you free of charge.
Okay, and Vince and I are actually in a fantasy baseball draft this week, Wednesday night. Bill, you might not hear us on Sunday because it's a 30-round draft. I don't know if we'll be done by
30 rounds.
I'm figuring I'm going to bring a sleeping bag to the computer and camp out for a few days before we're done with that one. But for those of you who are in fantasy drafts, I just got some info here from the newspaper today. I guess Manny Machado had a setback, and his surgically repaired knee has given him problems. That's too bad. He was a really up-and-coming star who's really fun to watch. You hate to see a young guy like that get hurt and have a setback like that early in his career.
He's an exciting player to watch, you know.
And I guess Bill, being in the Baltimore area, that must not be good for you guys there, huh?
They were not happy to hear about that.
He's an exciting young player. And the Huggins and Scott auction begins March 31st, runs March 31st to April 10th. We'll be mixing in some items in the show. I put up on Twitter, actually, I retweeted that Babe Ruth's Yankee Stadium locker tag to be auctioned in the Huggins and Scott April auction beginning March 31st. And there's a link to the Huggins and Scott auction for that item on my Twitter ID, T Crown Tom. So if you go to Twitter, I also put up one of our, somebody tweeted me, I think this would be a great Huggins auction item, actually. Listen to this, Bill. He's got the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame. It's an autographed item with an athletic banquet ticket from 1958 that I guess they all appeared at and signed. They do some good bucks, don't they? I think they do a few thousand dollars for the four of them if they're all legitimate signatures.
Oh, we've sold a couple of those before. I've actually had, I think, not sure what it sold for, but We've had the four of them on the four horses sign.
Yeah, that's what they show them on the four horses. I don't know if this is from a program. It's kind of a cut photo. I'm not sure if it's even. It looks like it's matted with the athletic banquet ticket. I'm not sure if it's framed or not, but it does show them all on their horses and the four of them signed it. Looks like it'd be a cool item. So, well, that came through Twitter. So, I think that guy's name was John, Vince. I'll find that out for sure. I'll go down here at the break and see what it is. We'll put him in the drawing then, too.
Yeah.
If you tweet me something and we think it's neat enough to use on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Okay, we've got Fred from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Fred?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
I'm trying to find out. I know, obviously, his stock has dropped, but 2010-2011 signed pair of Derrick Rose game shoes.
You know, it's kind of, his stuff hasn't dropped as much as you might think. I think, you know, okay, both knees have been gone and both knees have been repaired. He seems to be doing everything he can to get them back full strength. And I haven't noticed a big drop in his pricing. Now, I don't know if it's done anything for the sale of his shoes, where people might be a little leery of wearing those shoes. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. But game-worn shoes, Bill, have you had any Derrick Rose signed game-worn shoes in your auctions?
I don't think we've had Derrick Rose. We've had lots of other game-worn shoes signed and stuff like that. We've actually had Jordan and Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe. And you know, depending on, you know, how nice it displays sometimes, where they signed it and is it smeared and what type of use they have. And especially a lot of times the provenance of a letter maybe that came with it will determine the price. But they can bring anywhere, gosh, $500 to $3,000, depending on how you fill in those blanks.
It's signed, you know, a bold signature on the toe, and it's got the Chicago Bulls charity, you know, LOA with it. So
I would suggest if you are going to auction it, Fred, it's probably a good idea to wait till he does make his comeback. You really wouldn't want to do it right now. But if he makes a comeback and is playing well again, then, you know, contact Bill at Huggins and give it a go.
Is that, Tom, what you'd be saying to put it in his save box, you know, for future?
Yes.
Kind of put it away for a rainy day?
And literally a shoebox. You know what kids always used to have shoeboxes where they had their cards in?
Yes.
Well, this guy, he's got a really big shoebox with
There you go.
Yeah. Now, speaking of some game-worn items, in the April Huggins and Scott auction that starts March 31st, goes through April 10th, they have a LeBron James high school game jersey and shorts. Now, Bill, it says it's graded A5 by Mears. Can you fill us in on the whole game used grading thing that Mears has come up with?
Well, they use a lot of different criteria, as do most of the other authenticators, in coming up with sort of on a scale of 1 to 10, how much game use it has, how much provenance there is with it, and hence the number that they finally put on it. So a lot of times, if it doesn't come from the player, the highest you can get is a 5.
Okay. I would think that would go for some bucks, but LeBron stuff is pretty hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
Should be an interesting MVP vote between LeBron and Durant. You know, you have to, when you say who's the best player in the NBA, you still have to say that it's LeBron. But this year, you can make a very good argument for Durant being the MVP with that. I mean, he's had some huge scoring games, and they have a better record than the Heat. So it'll be interesting to see who actually finishes the strongest and ends up winning that. The Riverview guy is on the line. What do you have this week, Riverview guy?
Top of the morning to you, lads.
What's new? That's right. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, the real day. The parade was outside T Crown yesterday, and we actually had a listener stop in who didn't realize it was T Crown, and he listens to the radio show, and he was like, "Oh my God, how did I appear here?" It's like, so that was kind of neat. So what do you have, Riverview guy?
I'm 66 today. I just missed St. Patrick's Day by that much.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've got a signed Michael Jordan baseball. I acquired it at the sports memorabilia store. I traded my other Roberto Clemente autograph for it. Does that sound
familiar time.
Yes. Was it on a program, the Clemente?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Now, the Jordan baseball, you said you have signed, and how is it set up? Is it an Upper Deck authenticated baseball?
No, I got it in a sports memorabilia store. I did a swap with a guy, I bought that ball. I'm thinking of, I have a Jordan framed picture I traded to Roberto Clemente for.
Okay.
He's in a North Carolina uniform sitting on a basketball and was signed by Jordan.
That was probably Upper Deck authenticated, I would bet.
Yeah.
That sounds like a better trade.
I also have a Terry Wood autograph picture I got him to sign it at Wrigley. He's in his high school baseball uniform. He's pitching off a mound.
Really, in high school, huh? Kerry Wood stuff isn't worth that much. It probably won't have that much long-term value either. He seemed like a really good guy and was a popular Cub, but is, you know, with the career shortened, I just don't see a whole lot of value to his stuff. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your items. It can be sports collectibles, political, pop culture items, whatever you have. If you think it's valuable, give us a call, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think the item might sell for. You can also tweet me an item, TCrownTom on Twitter. If you tweet me a picture of an item and a question of a value, if we use it on the show, we'll get you in the drawing. This week, we're giving away a box of 2014 Press Pass football that has six autographs in the box, and it's from this year's draft, which has a lot of big-time quarterbacks. Should be a good draft. Should be a good year for football and basketball cards also. It should be a good basketball draft this year. A lot of good collectible guys. Jabari Parker, I was watching a little bit yesterday with Duke. He's such a smart player, and he really is good. He's really fun to watch. I don't know who's going to be the first pick. Now it looks like Embiid has a back problem. The 7-footer from Kansas might move him back a little bit. But Parker and Wiggins, boy, they can really play. They'll be interesting to see how they do in the tournament. March Madness kicks off tonight. They pick everything for who's all in it. Illinois looked like they had Michigan. They won a game in the Big Ten tournament, and they had the game against Michigan, and they lost by 1 point. So they won't be in it.
But they gave it a pretty good run.
They really did, actually.
In a position to win.
Yeah, the last couple weeks, they really started playing pretty well and looked good. Okay, we have Kurt from Porter, Indiana on the line. What do you have this morning, Kurt?
I got a team autographed 1966 Baltimore Orioles.
Ooh, baseball. That's cool. Very nice.
I have two of them.
You do?
Yeah.
So are you going to sell one of them, Kurt?
I kind of doubt it because I have two kids.
Oh, there you go.
college education.
Now, I imagine Bill being in that area, in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, I imagine you've had some of those baseballs, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Kurt, those, the 66, obviously the Orioles' first World Series champion. Is it on an official baseball, official American League ball? Or?
It's a Spalding.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
And it's got 20-plus signatures?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Brooks, for sure.
And Brooks and Frank and all the rest of the guys, Jim Palmer and everything.
My uncles were friends of Russ Snyder.
Oh, all right.
He's so that's how I know it's authentic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, Kurt, those things will sell for, depending on the strength of the signatures and the condition, 500, I've seen them as high as 1,100, 1,200.
Oh, fantastic.
Very nice. If you want to tweet me a picture, Kurt, you know, and then you can with the what the ball looks like, then that would help a little bit too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right.
All right. It's time for a short break now. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your question about the value of your items. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you get on the show, we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item might go for in a current auction. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. I'm looking at the HugginsandScott.com website right now. In the upcoming auction, it begins March 31st and goes through April 10th. There's a Daryl Jackson 2005 NFC Champion Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl ring. That, now, that's a cool item. Minimum bid on that is $4,000. That's going to go for some bucks, Bill. That's a neat-looking ring, too.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Daryl came into our offices and consigned that to us.
That's neat.
I asked him, I said, how come? He said, I would never wear this. He said, we came in second.
Yeah, I guess it just keeps reminding him he lost,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you know, a lot
that's
of
a sign
guys,
of a good competitor there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Nice looking ring, though. Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
A lot of the rings are, just about all the rings that we put in our auction, we take to a jeweler and get them basically appraised as far as their intrinsic value.
Yeah.
And then the collector value just gets added on when the bidders bid on it.
Yeah, which those don't come for sale every day, so that could go for some really good bucks. He was a good player, too.
Yeah, he had that play in the first quarter. He still holds the record for the most catches in one quarter, I believe, in a Super Bowl. And he, that controversial touchdown that they called a penalty on him, we had to ask him when he came in, you know, what's the story that he says, that cost me the Super Bowl MVP, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no wonder he doesn't want that ring. I could see that just brings back some bad memories there. Oh, man. Okay, well, Eric is on the line. Are you traveling on Route 41, it sounds like? What do you have there, Eric?
Yeah, a couple years before I was born, actually, my parents were at a charity event for the Bears. It was the year they signed or drafted Trace Armstrong. So they have a football that's signed by a couple guys like Trace Armstrong, Ahmad Rashad. But then on it is a big signature from Red Grange just before he passed away.
Oh, boy, it's too bad it isn't just Red Grange by himself. What do you think of the difference in value of a single signed Red Grange football, Bill, compared to one with a couple other players on it?
Well, I think you're just going to have a whole lot more people interested in single signed Red Grange. The multi-signed item that Eric has is probably a little more specific to the event that it was signed at or something. I'm assuming Red Grange may have attended this event, but Eric, that's still a really highly sought after ball. Red Grange didn't sign a whole lot of footballs.
Mm-hmm. So should I white out the other names? Or?
Well, you know.
No, you got to just kind of leave it the way it is. And you know what? It's kind of a way where I think sometimes guys can think, well, they'll bid on it because they think, well, maybe I can get a Red Grange autograph on a football for a little less than if it was signed by itself. So, yeah, you might still do all right with it if you're thinking of auctioning it. And any estimate on that, Bill? I guess without looking at it to see how
clean
it looks.
Yeah, without seeing it, I mean, it's 500 plus what? I don't know. It could be plus three times that. It's just a matter of what it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I picked up a Dizzy Dean signed baseball a few years ago that had some other, I don't even know what the other signature is. It's on the other side, but I have it sitting on the shelf at home where it's just the Dizzy Dean signature looking out at me. So as far as it looks to me every day like he's the only guy that signed it, you know, and you got it a lot less.
So does if his brother Daffy signed it, too,
that would
does
have
that
been
make
good.
It more valuable than just Dizzy?
Actually, that would have been good. Now, have you ever had one with the two of them? I would think that would be very good with the two of them on a ball.
Oh, we've had that. They were a tandem as far as signing autographs. Yes, we've had balls with just the two of them on it. And I don't know that really hurts. They'll get almost as much as a single signed Dizzy Dean.
I would think so because they were known together so much. Yeah, they had some pretty good comedy together too. You know, where they had some pretty good lines together. A couple of pretty funny guys when you look at some of the old statements that they made through the years. Corey from Whiting is on the line. Tell us what you have there, Corey.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I got two footballs that my father got at the Mackey Awards probably 20 years or so ago. One's a Reggie White and one's an Otto Graham.
Both single sign footballs, huh?
You know what? The Reggie White is single. The Otto Graham has a signature that I can't make out on one of the other panels.
Okay, the Reggie White single sign football. That's a good item, huh, Bill?
Oh yeah, we've gotten I want to say $500, $600, $800 for those.
Yeah. Yeah, he died at such a young age. I think, didn't he die of sleep apnea, I think, if I remember right. So, yeah, that's a great signature. He was one of the best linemen of all time. I think there's no doubt about that one. I got, let's see, on Twitter here, there's somebody sent me a photo. It looks like it might be a Luol Deng, maybe game-worn Bulls jersey. I think, Todd, you're going to have to give me a little more info on it than just the picture there, though, because it doesn't really tell me what it is. So if you can tweet to me some more info on it, Todd, and then anybody wants to look at it, T-Crown Tom on Twitter, the picture's up there right now. Okay, Danny from Midway has a couple of items that he's got questions on. Tell us what you have there, Danny.
Yeah, I got Frank Thomas, first-round draft pick. He's got the Auburn uniform on.
The Topps baseball card.
Right.
Yeah, those don't sell for very much, a couple bucks.
Oh, okay.
Good item if you're going to ever see them. You want to get it signed or something. It's a good item to get signed, I guess, but not a whole lot. I don't know if they're in even a PSA 10 probably wouldn't sell for all that much. They just made so many of them. What else do you have there?
Sandy Koufax, 64 after his 63 season.
Oh, the 64 Topps Koufax. How good a shape is that one?
Very good.
Ah.
No wrinkles, nothing.
Nice. That might be worth getting graded if it's centered and really sharp. We'll do a little research on a 64 Topps Koufax. I would think, have you ever had a high-grade one of those by itself in, Bill?
Yeah, I want to say we have. Even in nice condition, that card sells for $50 to $100. And
yeah.
If you can get an 8 or 9 or better, you're going to get into several hundred dollars.
Isn't it amazing with that grading registry through PSA, how high some high grade cards, even of common players, can go because those guys are trying to get the highest graded sets.
It's oh, just, yeah, that's a big ego thing.
That really is. And then when the high grade sets go for auction as a set, boy, can they go for some bucks.
You get a lot of the guys who are the underlings who are looking to pluck 3, 6, 8, 20 cards out of that set.
Yeah.
I mean, we've sold a lot of graded sets in our auction, and a lot of times the guys who win them, literally, they may be buying that set for 12 or 20 cards out of the 550 cards.
And then they just sell the rest of the stuff off?
And then they'll sell the rest, yeah.
Yeah, huh. That's good for you if it just keeps funneling through the auction house. It's like, okay, then we'll sell this, you know.
Well, our business is totally unique. I mean, it's like the card business. I mean, how many times, I don't know if it's happened to you in your store, that you have sold the exact same item more than once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you bought it, you sold it to somebody, they sold it back to you. Not a similar item, the exact same item, you know.
Yeah, we have like about maybe 10 or 15 guys that are regulars that do a lot of trading, and we do splits and all that stuff. And there's been cards that have been owned by every single guy that's a regular, you know. It's like, you got that now, huh? Yeah. And then sometimes they might have it for 5 minutes. So, you know, so one guy might keep it for 2 years, another guy might keep it for 5 minutes. That's part of the fun of it, though. Sometimes you think you're going to keep a card the rest of your life, and sometimes you're like, yeah, I'll get it, flip it, see if I can get something better. You just never know. But I'll tell you that Sandy Koufax card, if you ever want to bring it in and show me at T-Crown in Naperville, I'll tell you if it's worth getting graded or not, Danny.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. Okay, now Twitter, it's a dang game-worn uniform from this season. Obviously before he was traded, since he's not with the Bulls anymore. But, Bill, have you ever had a dang game-worn jersey in an auction?
I don't remember ever having one.
Luol Deng? He was a pretty popular Bull and, you know, been a two-time All-Star. Do you have anybody maybe you could compare it to that with an estimate of what it might go for in an auction?
I mean, if it's got all, it passes all the tests and everything of game-worn and all, it's got to be $500 to $1,000 on its worst day.
Yeah,
know?
So that would be something you might want to put in a Huggins auction.
That, yeah, we put that in auction, absolutely.
So Todd from Twitter is in the drawing. Oh, here's another. Kurt sent me something. We'll get to that a little later. I'll have to look this one over. Looks like there's a lot of – it looks like it must be a team sign, but I'll look at Kurt's later here. We've got Dwight from Michigan calling. What do you have there, Dwight? All right. Hey, Dwight, are you listening on the radio or on the internet?
Radio.
Oh, so it comes in Michigan, huh? That's great.
Oh, crystal clear. We listen to it work all the time, ESPN all the time, yeah.
Very good.
Hey, I got this Upper Deck Michael Jordan rookie card. I think it is one that came out later. My buddy looked it up on the internet like 5 years ago, and it was over $1,000 on like an eBay site or something.
Yeah, the Upper Deck baseball cards, unless it's a low grade, high condition, they don't sell for very much money, actually, Dwight.
Sorry, this was his basketball card.
Oh, well, there's not an Upper Deck rookie basketball card. He's got a Fleer rookie card.
My eyes are bad and all, but I swear I used some cheaters and it said Upper Deck.
Well, then it wouldn't be a card. But there are serial numbered cards from the 90s of Michael Jordan, Dwight, that will sell for well over $1,000. One of my customers got was it a Fleer from the late 90s, numbered to 150, Fleer Flair, and he got it graded 9.5 by Beckett, which is a gem mint grade, and it sold for over $3,000, actually. So if it's nice. Serial numbered from the 90s and good condition, if it's the right card of him, it can go for a lot of money from the 90s. It's just got to be the right thing. But there wasn't an Upper Deck rookie card of Michael Jordan. He had that Fleer rookie, which also sells for a lot of money in a high grade. Okay, we have Bill from Oswego on the line. What's new, Bill? Tell us what you have.
I have two complete sets of the 1968 Topps Bluebacks. So it's got like Mantle and Mays and Hank Aaron.
Nice. That would be right up Bill Huggins' alley there at Huggins and Scott Auctions. Have you had those in recently, Bill?
What does he have? What do you have there, Bill?
It's two complete sets of the 1968 Topps Bluebacks. My dad said it was like a board game.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about the game cards. It's a 33
card set. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard them referred to as the Bluebacks. I don't know.
Oh, well, there's 51 topside Bluebacks. These are the 68 game cards is what you're
yes.
talking. And complete sets of those sell for between $75 and $100.
Unless you get something that if you have some high grades, a lot of those were miscut and are kind of hard to get the high grades on. So, but if it's a typical set, they wouldn't sell for all that much money.
Okay.
But if you do have something like, if you have the Mantle that's perfect and perfectly centered, or if you can upgrade the set to be all perfect and perfectly centered, you might have a pretty good set. I actually have 32 of those 33 on the wall at T-Crop.
Really?
I do.
Which one are you missing?
Right by the, I don't know. Oh. It's a common. I don't know. I'll get that filled one of these years.
Yes.
All right. So let's see now. We got another tweet here on a Montana Rice dual autographed football on a regulation football. Have you ever had the two of them together on one, Bill?
Oh, that's very common. Yeah,
that's a great combo.
Definitely. And it'll just 300 to 500, maybe a little bit more, depending on how nice it looks.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. The Hobby King sent that one along. Okay, so let's go back to the Huggins and Scott auction here. Let's see some of the items. There's a LeBron James 2003-04 Ultimate. Upper Deck Ultimate, PSA 10 rookie autograph card numbered to 250. That's got a minimum bid of $500. That's going to go for some bucks. I'll tell you, LeBron getting a couple of rings and playing so well, his stuff is really doing well. So that'll be interesting to see what that goes for. And then we've got, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, what could have been the LeBron of the 80s, Len Bias, who came out of Maryland, was the second pick in the draft to the Celtics. There's a University of Maryland warm-up jacket in the April Huggins auction. And the thing about him is he passed away from a cocaine overdose a couple days after he was drafted. Just a tragic thing. And I was reading something about him. I think he had just signed some big deal with Nike, too, where, yeah. I mean, he had it all set and ready to go for him. So anyway, we'll be right back after a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till late. If you have a question about the value of an item, give us a call, and we'll try to give you the best estimate of what we think it might go for. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, with a question about the value of an item. And we'll get you in a drawing. We're giving away a box of 2014 Press Pass football with 6 autographs in it. In this week's drawing, Bill Huggins will be at the Sun-Times show this next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've got a beautiful sign for Bill Huggins to have on his table showing the ESPN logo and about the radio show. And I'm going to Vince today. I go, well, Vince, I don't know. We'll figure out some way to get it to Bill so he can put it at the show. And Vince, tell us what your response was.
Well, you know, looked like you were asking me a serious question. I'm like, well, Tom, do we know any delivery services that can actually pick it up and get it there? You know,
it's like, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah, Vince has ERC Delivery. So, Bill, we know you will have the sign on your table. And so people will know you're the guy. You're the guy that's on the radio show every Sunday morning. Now, Vince and I, like I say, that's if Vince gets done with the fantasy draft in time before the weekend. Here's one guy that I wanted to talk about prior to the fantasy draft. Bryce Harper. Originally, I'm thinking, okay, I want to talk about him because he's the guy who will probably be picked higher than he should be. Because people love him. They love watching him. He's young. He's got big power. He's exciting. But he hasn't really put up huge numbers yet. He got hurt last year in 118 games, 20 homers, 58 RBIs, 11 steals, 274 average, 133 OPS plus, which is well above average. But, you know, he doesn't have the huge numbers yet. Like, he hasn't done what Trout's done yet because he hasn't been able to play the full season. But then I'm thinking about him like, man, for a 20-year-old, that is awfully good. And then I compared his stats to Griffey. Griffey also came up when he was 19. His second year as a 20-year-old, he had 22 homers, 80 RBIs, a 136 OPS plus. So it's like 16
very
steals.
Close.
It's really you can make a pretty good comparison. It's the same how good he might be. Now Griffey never hit over 40 homers till 1993 when he was 23 years old, but Harper, you never know if he can play 158, 160 games. Boy, maybe he does. Maybe I'm going to have to start thinking about him with that fifth overall pick.
I don't know if he could do it at 5. At 9, I might be tempted. And if
you can do it at 9, Vince, I can do it at 5.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see Wednesday night. We'll
There's
see
no trades in this league,
no,
are there?
No trades. A lot of free agent pickups each week. You could pick up guys, waive guys, do what you need there.
Okay, but, yeah. Yeah, this is going to be fun. I haven't been in a fantasy baseball league in about 15 years, which probably makes me – it's like they say in poker, if you don't know who the sucker at the table is, it's probably you.
yes, there you go.
I may be the sucker in this fantasy baseball draft, but we'll see.
I think you'll do fine.
Ian from Plainfield is on the line. Tell us what you have. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have individual shorts, one signed by Jordan, one by Pippen, one by Rodman, that I purchased at Carson Peary Scott. They used to have a dealer in that store. They said that they were an authorized Bulls dealer. So now they've closed down. Can I have these things re-authenticated by PSA or Upper Deck or whoever?
Did he say they were game-worn shorts or just autographed?
No, they're not game-worn shorts. I know that because they're a bit small. So, yeah, they're just autographed shorts.
Okay, the autograph. So if he put the three of those in a Huggins and Scott auction, you'd probably still have JSA authenticate those, right, Bill?
Well, I think Ian said he had them
redone by PSA or something, or JSA, or?
No, he was asking whether he should, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah, because they were already authenticated by Carson Fury Scott. I just, since they closed down, I want to get them re-authenticated. If anything.
Oh, yes, you'll need to do that. Now, you could get that done at the Sun Times show, Ian, this weekend. And,
oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, JSA will be there, and they will be authenticating those items. You can certainly get them done on the spot.
Now, I've never seen shorts before, so is that something a bit of a rarity?
It is. It's a bit tougher. I just don't know. The other side of the fence sometimes is the only thing rarer than an item is a buyer for it. I don't know how many shorts collectors there are out there.
Yeah, like for me, it wouldn't be something. You know, I'm a big basketball autograph collector, and it's not something I'd have any interest in for myself.
But I'm sure,
I'm sure
Ian,
there's
there
guys
are
out there.
Yeah, there are people out there who would buy those for sure.
Yeah.
Great, guys. Thank
you
very much.
Good luck. I hope it's real. Next on the line, we have Mike from Plainfield. What's new, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I got a question for you. I'm not a big card collector, but when Shaquille O'Neal came out into the NBA, I knew it was going to be something special. So I kind of systematically went and bought every rookie card I could get my hands on, Upper Deck, Topps, Stadium Club, stuff like that. Are any of them any value, or did they just make too many of them?
Well, they made too many of them, but I think there's a shorter printed Upper Deck rookie. I think what you really need to do is get your best condition ones and get them graded. If you have gem mints, or if you could get like a pristine 10 on an Upper Deck rookie, I think it had a black border, you could probably get some really good money for that. So if they were my cards, what I would do is pick out the very best condition ones, though, if you have any that look perfect, and get those graded, and then you can get the most value potential out of them that way if you do have any. And then look up if you go to the BGS population report, look up the different rookies and the ones that show they have very low, high grades. So in other words, let's say you go to the Upper Deck rookie and it shows there's been 1,000 graded. I'm just pulling these numbers off, and let's say 50 got gem mint and 3 got pristine grades out of those 1,000, and then you go to his Stadium Club and 300 got gem mint and 200 got pristine. Well, it's not as big of a deal if a lot of them are getting the high grades, but if it's harder to get the high grades, typically you'll get more money for them that way, if that makes any sense to you.
No, I got you. Okay. I got you.
So I
got one more. Can I ask
you
about?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so I pulled an Upper Deck Black on a Michael Jordan card. It's a limited release. Only 5 were made. It was an autograph. It was a Jordan autograph and then a picture of him. Probably it's about 10 years old now or so, and I can never find it on eBay or anything like that to even know what its approximate value is.
So it's an Upper Deck Black autograph card numbered to 5.
Yes, that's correct.
And that was back when Upper Deck had the NBA license, correct?
Yes,
that's
right.
Better. That the ones that are from Exquisite now, where he's shown in a Carolina uniform, don't seem to go for as much as the ones that are numbered the same where he was wearing a Bulls uniform. He's in a Bulls uniform in this?
Oh, yeah, card? Yeah, 23, right.
Yeah, that's really good. Do you have it graded? Is it in nice shape and the autograph's good and clean?
Oh, yeah. I have not had it graded at all. As soon as I got it in the mail, which is how they, you know, transport it, I put it right in the crystal case, and I haven't touched it since.
Well, that's a great card. I would think, depending on the condition and how it looks, I would think at least $1,500 to $2,000. Don't you think, Bill? That's
oh, yeah.
A big item, and if it is high grade, that can do more. Those are the big Jordan collectors really like that type of card.
Well, Mike, the reason you haven't been able to find a whole lot about that card is because there are only 5.
Yeah, right, right. And all you need in an auction is 2 guys that are like, I got to have that card, and then, you know, we need a cash register sound. That's what I want to get from you, Adam. The next on my sound effect thing will be the cash register.
The
Yeah, right. There we go. That's what'll happen if for the right auction on that item. Okay, back to Vince now, and this now what with this fantasy baseball draft.
Yes.
What I'm thinking, if anybody has somebody that they think is a sleeper pick, call into the show, let us know, and we can always turn Vince's headphones off so he can't hear. And of course, then he might get angry and...
Thank you, sir, man!
Sometimes those sleeper picks don't wake up.
No, I know. That's usually what happens to my sleeper picks. And I pressed the wrong sound button, too, there.
What were you going to put on?
I was trying to do the
Down Goes Frazier.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. We're losing it here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jim from Lake Forest has a neat item. Tell us what you have here, Jim.
Yes, I have a Harry Heilman letter from 1922. I actually have two of them in the Detroit Tigers letterhead. With the envelope and with the letter, and it's actually just a letter he's sending to a clothier in St. Louis, asking him to make some custom-made shirts. And they were friends, and he was just talking about general stuff, and then he asked him for some shirts, and he has a signature on it. Now, I had both of those, the envelopes and the letters, I had them on eBay, and I had a collector offer me $2,500 for them. So, but I didn't take it. I'm sitting on them right now.
Boy, that sounds like a lot for those, doesn't it, Bill? What do you think about?
Well, Jim, did he sign his full name, or is it just Harry?
Yes, he did. Harry Heilman on both. Yes, he did, sir. He had him on both letters that he sent to this clothier.
And have you had him authenticated yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you had him authenticated?
Yeah, no, I have not had him authenticated. Now, this guy was a collector that, out of Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted them. No, he checked them. I sent them over to him. We faxed pictures of them over.
Right.
And he looked at them, and, like I said, they have the envelope of the Detroit Tigers with the stamp on it, 1922, their stamp.
Why, so, do you not often find Harry Heilman signed, Bill, where he signs both names?
Oh, no, Harry Heilman's a tough signature. Yeah, he's there's not a lot of his stuff available, believe me. Great item, Jim. Why would you want to sell the two of them together?
Jim? I don't know. Maybe he's thinking this over.
Let's go while we're young.
Okay, I guess Jim is completely baffled by that question. I guess he doesn't know why. But if you are thinking of having Bill Huggins put him in a Huggins and Scott auction, you can contact Bill Huggins during the week, or you can see him next week at the Sun-Times show, where he will be there, and you'll be able to tell it's him because he'll have the ESPN sign on his table, which will be delivered by Vince and or ERC Delivery. Okay.
Yes.
Pistol Pat is on the line. What do you have this week, Pistol?
Hey, what's up, T-Crown?
Doing good.
I got two items for you. I got Stan the Man Musial autograph, four-piece memorabilia card from Topps Sterling, 1/1 from 2008.
A four-piece memorabilia, 1/1 from Topps Sterling.
Yeah, it's a piece of jersey, four-piecer.
Of who is it?
Stan Musial.
Oh, Stan the Man. Well, it's hard to tell on the one-of-one things. I would think you just never know what they're going to go for. Sometimes you almost have to do a buy-it-now best offer on that thing on eBay, because if you auction it sometimes, unless you start it at a higher price where you don't want to sell it for less than that item, than less of that price, sometimes those don't go what you would think on eBay. If it were mine and I wanted to sell it, maybe what I would do is start it at $199 or something like that, and if I didn't get any bids, I'd probably just hang on to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second item I got is a cut signature of Bill Russell, the basketball player, PSA DNA certified. And it says, best wishes, Bill Russell, and that's all it says. It's PSA DNA on a cut signature, and it's on an acid-free piece of paper.
His autographs used to be worth quite a bit more because for a long time he didn't sign. He wouldn't sign for anybody. He wouldn't even sign for his teammates. But now the last 6, 7, 8 years, he's been signing for the card companies, his autographs are out there, and I think a cut would – you'd probably be lucky to get 100 to 150 on a cut at this point, which brings me to Twitter. I actually just had Joey on Twitter tweeted me a picture of a Bill Russell single-signed Spalding basketball. Bill, a Bill Russell, are those – still going for some pretty good bucks, or have you noticed?
Oh yeah, they're still 500+. You know, yeah. As far as the single sign basketball. But you're right, since he has become more accessible to get his autograph, they have certainly come down a little bit than what they were back in the 70s and 80s when he just didn't sign.
Yeah, I heard stories of him. I forget the name of his teammate, but one teammate, I think it was Tom Sanders, actually told the story was getting a championship Celtics team signed item, and he goes up to Bill Russell and, yeah, Bill, everybody's signing this. Can you sign this for me? And he wouldn't sign it. He just didn't think. At the time, apparently, he thought it was almost demeaning or something to sign an item, and he always felt that a handshake was worth more. But then I guess as the years have gone by and, you know, the card companies came up with deals, he decided to go ahead and start signing more. So that's what he did. Now, on my T-Crown Tom Twitter idea, it looks like Kurt sent pictures of this Baltimore baseball. I don't see the logo. There's an S Spalding logo on it, Bill, and it's got nice, clean names on it. So, I mean, it looks like it's they look like good signatures on here, but I can't tell the baseball. It looks like it's it says Baltimore Orioles baseball. So must
well, that may have been one of the ones sold at the stadium.
It must have been. That looks like what it was. It's just at the top of it. That looks like what it says. And then Todd sent me a sleeper pick, and the sleeper pick is, Vince, I'm not saying. No, I think you like this guy too, Vince. Adam Eaton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be a good late-round pick. The new Lenny Dykstra, hopefully, if you're a White Sox fan. He reminds me of Lenny Dykstra. Hopefully he can be as good. So we're already at the end of a show. We've rambled on for another hour, and it's time for Vince to do the drawing and tell us what you're giving away, Vince.
All right. The lucky winner is going to win a box at 2014 Press Pass Football. Just came out a couple weeks ago, if not this past week, and 6 autographs per box. And if you're the winner, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Very good.
And the winner is going to be Corey from Whiting, Indiana.
Oh! Now, ERC can deliver to Whiting, Indiana. Is that in your range?
We're there every day.
Are you really?
Yes.
Ah, very good. ERC delivery.
So, Corey, give me an email, and I'll get back to you and set it up for you.
All right. Very good. The Press Pass Football, 6 autographs. And Bill Huggins, don't forget, now we'll be at the Suntime Show in Rosemont next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bill, anything exciting going on at the show? Anything for people to look for when you're there?
Well, I mean, we'll be there accepting items possibly for our internet-only section of our April auction, as well as items for our June auction, and even nicer items for our national auction that we'll be displaying at the national convention in August.
What if somebody has a bigger item that's like a bigger, heavier item? Can they bring that to you at the show? Or
yes, we do have ways to get that safely back to our offices.
Okay. So unless it's the size of a wall, virtually any size item, you can bring it. If you think it's valuable, show it to Bill at the Suntime Show next week.
Yeah, there's also this delivery company I hear.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday. Have a great week.